Yes, I've enjoyed being with you again this year.
今年我们能够在一起，我实在是很享用。
And being with Brother Kwok and in his ministry on Jacob.
也有郭弟兄在我们中间，然后交通雅各的信息。
And the fellowship of the saints.
然后和
as we worship and pray together.
然后当我们敬拜、一起敬拜、一起祷告的时候，能和众圣徒们在一起。
We're trying to, in some way, summarize the Gospel of John.
我们想从某种方式上而言，我们是想来把约翰福音做个总结。
And we've talked about cracking the code of this matter of logos.
我们提到我们在这里是破解这个道这个的密码。
We've talked about the life that comes from logos.
我们提到从道而来的生命。
And this we find the picture of in chapters 1-6.Of the Passover.
我们在看到第在逾越节，然后提到第一到六章里面，我们看到这一点。
For that was the climax of that first section.
这是他第一段的他的高峰。
Where life was said to be the bread from heaven.
那里说到生命是从天而来的粮。
And we received that bread from heaven.
我们从天接受这个粮。
Because Jesus laid down his life and gave us.Of his bread, of his body and his blood.
因为耶稣为我们放下他的生命，把他的身体和他的血赐给我们。
This is that life that bubbles up as springs of living water within us.
这就是在我们里面涌出来的那个生命的源泉。
Well, then we have talked about last time the logos of phos.
上一次我们又提到这个由道而来的光。
Because as we begin to walk, we not only walk in the life of the Lord, but we have to walk in the light of the Lord.
当我们行走的时候，我们不仅仅行走在他的生命里面，而且我们也行走在他的光里面。
And this light isn't just there to point out our sins.
这个光也不仅仅是要暴露我们的罪。
When it does, we confess our sins and continue to walk in the light.
当他这样做的时候，我们就承认我们的罪，然后我们继续在光里面前行。
But the life for the Christian.It lives in that light that brings life to us.
但是这个光让我们基督徒在里面住在里面的时候，就带出我们的生命。
And the central focus in that section from chapter 7-12 is the Feast of Tabernacles.
在这个第七到第十二章里面，它的中心那个章节是讲到祝棚节。
You see, we're to be in the tabernacle.
就像是在这个帐幕里面。
This is now the church on earth.
这就是我们今天的教会。
A temporary dwelling.
只是一个暂时的。
Until the full dwelling comes down from heaven from above, full of glory.
直到那一天从天降下那个永远的那个居所，满有荣耀。
But even as we feast with Jesus there in the Feast of Tabernacles.
就算我们是和耶稣一起在祝棚节里面，我们一起来赴他的筵席。
We rejoice that we can listen.To his precious word, as in the Simchat Torah.
我们在那里可以听见这个很喜乐的五经，我们可以与他来一起来交通。
And there, in the tabernacle, we can receive water from the rock.
然后在帐幕里面，我们可以来接受从磐石出来的水。
And as the light increases and increases in us,
当这个光在我们里面越照越明
it brings us now to the third.Reality in Logos.
就把我们带到这个道里面的第三个实际。
And so there we see in Logos, there are three nuclei, as it were.
所以我们看见道里面其实它有三个核心。
There's Zoe.
生命。
There's Phos.
光。
And there's Agape.
也有神的爱。
If we abide in Logos,
如果我们是居住在道的里面
we experience the reality of these three great offerings of the Lord.
我们就从中我们可以享用到主他供应我们的三个极大的伟大的事情。
So let's read some scriptures regarding this matter of agape love from God.
我们来一起读一些圣经讲到神那里来的爱。
In John 13, verse 1.
约翰福音十三章第一节。
Now before the feast of the Passover,Jesus, knowing that his hour had come that he should depart out of the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost.
逾越节以前， 耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And then verses 34, 35.
34, 35节。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
John chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰十四二十一节。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will disclose myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Again in verse 23,
23节,
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he'll keep my word.And my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abiding place with him.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
John chapter 15, verses 9 and 10.
约翰福音15章9到10节。
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
If you'll keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
Chapter 16, verse 27.
十六章二十七节。
For the Father himself loves you.Because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father.
父自己爱你们，因为你们已经爱我，又信我是从父出来的。
And then one more in chapter 17, verse 23.
然后十七章二十三节。
I in them, you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved me.Even as you have loved me.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Just a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we know when we speak of the love of God, it reaches far beyond what we can understand.
主，当我们论到神的爱的时候，我们知道我们是源于超乎我们所能想象的。
But we see our Lord Jesus so fervently wanting his disciples to understand and enter into the love of God.
但是我们看见我们的主，他是那么热切的希望他的门徒能够明白，也能进入我们父的爱的里面。
And so we pray that you would help us tonight as his disciples to discover the greatness of this love for us.
我们求你，我们今天你在我们中间把父的爱向我们来显明。
We pray and commit this time into your loving hands.
我们把下面的时间交在你恩手里面。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. We have said that John experienced on the Mount of Transfiguration something that changed his understanding about the depth of who Jesus was.
我们讲到约翰在变化山上他的经历，让他完全对主耶稣的认识改变了。
As the disciples walked with Jesus and saw his miracles and heard his teachings,
当他与耶稣在一起，看他所行的神迹，听他的教训，
they were deeply impressed.
他们好像很印象很深。
But they needed revelation.
但是他们还需要有启示。
So Jesus took them up to Caesarea Philippi and said, "Now who do you say that I am?"
所以耶稣把他们带到该撒利亚的腓立比，问他们：“你们说人子是谁？”
And somehow the pieces came together in Peter's mind, and he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
在彼得的头脑里面，突然把一切都汇聚在一起。他说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And we would imagine that all of the disciples together entered into this fuller dimension of who Jesus is.
然后我们就想象到所有的门徒都更进到这个更完全的这一个纬度的里面。
But a week later, on the Mount of Transfiguration, there were only three disciples present when Jesus was transformed.
一个星期以后，只有三个门徒看见耶稣变了形象。
And John was there.
约翰就在那里。
And he said,
他这样说
，The Logos became flesh and tabernacled among us.
说道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
Glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
正是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And we see that John has in his mind, as best he can understand, it's as if he were in the tabernacle of God.
我们看见约翰他试图能够明白好像他站在神的帐幕的里面。
And as he saw Jesus, he saw the glory of God in Jesus.
当他看见耶稣的时候他就看见神的荣耀显在耶稣的身上。
So how do you describe Jesus on this earth in glory? For John, he said, this is the Logos.
你怎么来解释约翰看见耶稣在地上的荣耀他就说这是道呢？
Now he writes this gospel a generation after Jesus walked on this earth.
当他在耶稣在这个地上行走了过了一个世代以后他把这卷福音书写下来。
But he holds on to a precious spiritual reality.
但是他紧紧抓住那个宝贵的这个属灵的实际。
Jesus is no longer here in the flesh.
耶稣已经不在肉身里面和他同在。
But the Logos is still tabernacling among us.
但是道还是住在我们的中间。
Because he could see the Shekinah glory of God in the church, his body.
因为他可以看见神荣耀的同在在他的教会里面，这就教会就是他的身体。
The Lord was in heaven.
但是我们的主在天上。
But pouring out life, light, and love upon that meager tabernacle, the church of God.
他就把这个他的光、他的生命和他的爱，就倾倒在那个好像看起来很卑微的教会的上面。
And once John has seen this glory,
一旦约翰看见了这个荣耀,
you want to treasure that glory.
你就愿意保持在宝贵那个荣耀。
You want to keep that glory.
你也愿意来保守那个荣耀。
And you want to restore the glory.
你也愿意恢复那个荣耀。
So when John looks at the church,
当约翰看教会的时候,
he sees many brothers and sisters.
他看见很多的弟兄姊妹们。
But when he looks and beholds,
当他看定睛而看的时候
he sees that the church is actually a lampstand of gold.
他看见教会好像一个金灯台
that the light is still shining.
光还在那里照耀
and he wants us to see that as well.
他也愿意我们能够同样的看见
do you see the glory in the church?
你有没有看见教会里的荣耀
it's easy to see the flesh in the church.
很容易看见教会里面的肉体
but the reality isThat all of that flesh will be of no avail. It's the glory and the gold that the Lord is after.
你马上你就会明白，这个肉体是无益的。主他在寻求的是荣耀。
So he's bringing many sons to glory.
他要使众子进到荣耀里。
He's transforming us from glory to glory into golden saints.
他要把我们荣上加荣，把我们带到。成为一个金的一个圣徒。
When you look up in the picture of heaven in Revelation chapter 21,
当你看启示录二十一章讲到这个一个天天属天的一个图画。
Where do you see yourself fitting in up there?
你看你自己适合在那个里面的哪个地方
？Are you part of the golden part of the golden street to be dancing around on it?
你是不是像那个黄金街可以在上面跳舞
？Well, if you look closely, you'll see yourself there.
如果你定睛看的时候，你可以看见你的自己。
In the heavenly Jerusalem, look just around the corner. There's a stone there. That's you.
在天上的耶路撒冷，在那个城墙的角落有一块宝石，那就是你。
And this stone is made out of gold.
这个石头是由黄金来制作的。
Hey, now that's glorious.
那实在是有荣耀的。
But even more wonderful.
但是更奇妙的。
It's transparent gold.
那是透明的晶晶。
Why transparent?
为什么是透明的呢
？So you can see the Lord shining through your stone.
你可以看见主他的荣耀从你来照射出来。
This is our destiny.
这是我们的使命。
And John was giving us this gospel as a way to encourage us to move closer and closer to this spiritual reality.
约翰把这个福音给我们，让我们更加的能够接近这个属灵的实际。
Now when we come to John chapters 13 through 17,
当我们来到约翰十三到十七章，
we move beyond the Feast of Tabernacles.
我们就从祝棚节，从祝棚节离来到离开。
Because John wants to bring his disciples into the holy place.
因为约翰要把他的门徒带到这个至圣所。
You see, we're the tabernacle.
你看，我们是帐幕。
And now John's going to introduce us to what it's like in the holy place.
但是约翰要让我们看见这至圣所里面是个什么样的光景。
We praise God for the life we received at the brazen altar.
我们感谢神，因为他让我们看见这个金灯台。
But now it's time to live in the holy place.
哦，洗濯盆。但现在他要把我们带到这个至圣所里面。
And so he's going to bring us in by the logos of love.
现在他要借着道的爱把我们带进去。
In John chapters 13, 14, 15, 16.
然后在约翰十三、十四、十五、十六。
We find something there that's more than just truth.
我们在那里看见一些。好像超乎真理的一些东西。
Jesus in his final discourse,
耶稣在他最后的论述里面
is wrapping the saint, his children up in the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他在那里要把他的门徒用父、子和圣灵的爱来包裹起来。
Of course, you see it right away in chapter 14. He's talking about us dwelling in the Father's house.
你在十四章，你马上就看见他讲到我们是住在神的家的里面。
Now that's a holy place.
那是一个圣洁的地方。
But then in chapter 15,
十五章
he talks about abiding in the love of the vine of the Son.
他提到我们是住在这个子的葡萄树的里面。
And then in chapter 16,
然后到了十六章
he talks about us abiding in the love of the Spirit.
他让看见我们住在这个圣灵的爱的里面。
So we're to be wrapped in the fullness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们要被完全的被父子圣灵的爱来包围。
So when we come to this time, we see a whole change of atmosphere in the book.
我们来到这里，我们就看见这个氛围整个就改变了。
When we come to chapter 13, verse 1,
当我们来到十三章第一节的时候
，Four things have changed.
有四件事情改变了。
The following message is for believers only.
接下来的这个信息是给那些信主的人而言的。
For 12 chapters, he has spoken to his disciples and also to the world.
前十二章他是向着他的门徒和向世人来说话。
But now he speaks exclusively to those whom he loves.
然后他在这里他就指向他爱的那些人来说话。
Now when we talk about the love of God, there's actually two kinds of love that are shown in the Gospel of John.
当我们看见神的爱在约翰福音里面我们看见好像有两种的爱。
There's the John 3:16 kind of love.
是约翰三章十六节那样的爱。
And what is that?
那是什么?
That's God's love and compassion for sinners in sending his son to die that they might have eternal life.
那其实是主神他爱他的爱和他的怜悯向着那些罪人他就差他的儿子来为他们死。
This is the loving compassion of God.
这是神他爱中的怜悯。
But when he speaks of this loving compassion in the gospel, he doesn't speak as a father, he speaks as God, the God of love.
如果你看他讲到他的爱的怜悯的时候他不是以父的角度来而言，而是以神的角度而言。
Now Jesus is going to bring his disciples here into the holy place.
然后耶稣要把他的门徒带到这个至圣所里。
But now he's talking about the love that the Father has for his children.
他就讲到父对于他的儿女们的爱。
And this is not a love of compassion as God has towards sinners.
这不再像神他向着罪人的那个怜悯的爱。
This is a love of delight that the Father has for his children.
这是神向着他的儿女那个光的爱。
So the first thing we see is that the whole passage and discourse is regarding believers.
我们看见这所有的论述都是向信主的人而言的。
The second thing we notice,
第二件事我们注意到,
is that the first 12 chapters talked about life, but also talked about death.
前十二章又讲到生命，但是也讲到死亡。
About the resurrection and the life.
讲到复活的生命。
We saw Mary preparing Jesus for burial.
我们看见玛利亚在为耶稣来预备耶稣的上十字架。
But chapters 13 through 17 is completely on the resurrection side.
到了十三到十七章就完全是在复活的这一边。
Chapters living in chapters 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 is living in resurrection life.
在第十三章一直到十七章讲到我们是活在复活的生命的里面。
But a third thing we notice as we come to chapter 13,
我们来到第十三章我们注意到的第三点。
The first 12 chapters were involved with a lot of outward signs and a lot of discourses.
在前十二章讲到很多外表的外面的神迹和外面的论述。
But now in chapter 13, he opens up a whole realm of the inward life of the spiritual reality of subjective heavenly things.
到了十三章，他就完全打开了另外一度的空间，让我们看见属灵的实际，然后那些主观的我们内在的一个实际。
And the fourth thing we notice.
我们注意到的第四点。
Whereas before, in the first 12 chapters, many of the things Jesus said spoke to the individuals.
前十二章很多耶稣所说的话是向着个人而言的。
From chapter 13 going forward, he's speaking to a new corporate reality.
第十三章开始，他就向着一个团体的一个实际而说话。
It's his church.
就是他的教会。
So now we want to introduce this whole thing.
现在我们把这个一点来全部来给大家介绍。
Jesus, this section opens with Jesus displaying his love for his disciples.
整个这一段以耶稣向他的门徒展现他的爱开始。
He shows it by first letting them know that he loves them to the uttermost.
他首先让他们看见他爱他们到底。
We read the first verse of chapter 13.
我们读了十三章的第一节。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them.To the uttermost.
月节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now he begins in this chapter to share his love for his disciples.
在这章的开始，他就把他的爱来与他的门徒分享。
He removed his tunic.
他把他的外衣脱下。
And put on a servant's towel.
他系上了一个手巾，像一个仆人一样。
He loved his disciples to the uttermost.
他爱他的门徒到底。
He washed the disciples' feet.
他为他的门徒洗脚。
Loving them to the uttermost.
爱他们到底。
And then when it came supper time, he handed the best piece of bread to Judas Iscariot, his betrayer, because he loves to the uttermost.
在到了晚餐的时候，他把那个最好的那块饼蘸了给。加利的犹大那个要卖他的人
and 24 hours later
24小时以后
he would die on the cross because he loves to the uttermost
他为他们钉死在十字架上因为他爱他们到底
so he starts by washing the disciples' feet
他开始为门徒洗脚
now you know the story and all the stuff that Peter was talking about
你就知道这个故事然后彼得在那里说了很多的话
but what is the spiritual significance of his washing the disciples' feet?
但是他为门徒洗脚里面的这个属灵的含义是什么
This is the act of the high priest who is preparing his fellow priests to enter the holy place.
这是大祭司来为他的那些一同侍奉的祭司为他们预备让他们能进至圣所的仪式。
He brings his disciples to the laver and as it were washes their feet so that they can enter into the holy place.
他好像把他的门徒带到洗濯盆那里为他们洗脚可以让他们能进到至圣所里。
And when Peter said, you'll never do that for me.
彼得说你永不可洗我的脚。
Jesus the high priest is going in the holy place. If you want to join, you have to have your feet washed.
耶稣作为大祭司，他要进到至圣所。如果你要和他一起去的话，你必须要洗你的脚。
Because the priest's duty at this point, if we are to go into the holy place,
因为这个祭司他们要进到至圣所，他们要做的一个事。
The priest must remove anything that would hinder us from entering in.
那个祭司必须要除去一切阻止我们进入的那些东西。
Now this isn't talking about salvation.
这不是讲到救恩。
Our high priest did that once for all by his precious blood.
我们的大祭司为我们一次而永远的做成了。
And when Peter said, "Don't just wash my feet, wash me from head to toe."
彼得说，你不要只洗我的脚，你连我的头和我的手也要洗。
Jesus said, "No, no, no. You've already been washed from head to toe."
主说，不用，你的头和你的脚已经，你的手已经干净了。
But I need to prepare you to enter the holy place.
但是我还要预备你要进到至圣所里。
I need to refresh you so that you're ready.
我要让你得到更新，让你可以预备好。
This is the work of the priest.
这就是祭司要做的工作。
Now, having done that, he then sat down and said, "Now, what did I just do?"
他坐下来，然后他问我刚才做了什么。
You call me master and lord, indeed I am, and I washed your feet. What does all this mean?
他说，你叫我师父，你我主，我确实是，但是我也洗你们的脚。
Now, from now on, in the tabernacle, I want you to do the same thing.
从现在开始，在这个帐幕里面，你们也要做同样的事情。
So we know that he doesn't mean that we by our power can save people by washing them. We're not washing their sins.
他不是说我们就从此有了这个权柄可以给人洗，然后赦免人的罪。
Can you wash anybody's sins away?
你可不可以把任何一个人的罪给洗净
了？ By the way, the Catholic Church says this is why the priest can say, "I forgive you of your sins."
他们天主教的人就说，这就是为什么这个祭司他有权柄来赦免别人的罪。
Now we're not talking about dealing with sins.
但是我们不是来讲到对付罪的事。
We're talking about the things that hinder people.
我们是讲那些来阻止人的。
Maybe they need to be convicted of sin.
也许他们要被罪来定他们的罪。
Only the precious blood can take care of that.
只有这个宝血能够来完成这件事情。
But from now on, here's the rule in the house of God.
但是在神的家里面是这样的一个规则。
You and I are just humble priests.
我们只是谦卑的祭司而已。
Take off the garments.
把衣服来脱下。
Put on the servant's towel.
哎，我们系上这个仆人的毛巾。
Help your brother into the holy place.
帮助你的弟兄来进到至圣所里。
Is he holding on to something worldly? Talk to him about it.
如果他还抓住世上的事不能放，你要劝说他。
Does he feel condemnation or discouragement from entering in? Talk him down from that. Wash his feet. Encourage him. Refresh him.
如果他在那里好像有点受谴责，他觉得他不配进到里面的话，你要把他鼓励他，为他洗净。
And Jesus is so adamant about this priestly role that we have in the house of God that he says, "This is a new commandment I'm giving you."
耶稣是那么坚定的把这作为在神的家里面的一个我们的职责。他说，你这样做是我给你的新命令。
Now I want you to agape one another just like I agape you.
我要求你们用神的爱来爱每一个人，就像我爱了你们一样。
Did you notice, Peter, when I washed your feet, your pride became humble?
彼得，你有没有注意到，当我洗你的脚的时候，你就变得谦卑了。
So sisters love your sisters until they're humbled from their pride.
所以姊妹们，你要爱你们的姊妹，直到她们从骄傲变成来谦卑。
Don't we want every brother and sister to be in the holy place?
我们难道不愿意让全部的弟兄姊妹们都进到至圣所吗？
But here's our role.
但是我们的角色是这样的。
We need to show mercy to one another.
我们要必须对怜悯对方。
Help one another.
帮助对方。
Help people pray with people past stumbling blocks.
然后帮助来祷告，让他们能够不过于他们能跌倒的。
All Christians are qualified in the priesthood in the holy place.
所有的基督徒都有这个权柄，可以在圣所里面做祭司。
But we have to wash one another's feet.
但是我们必须彼此来洗脚。
And so the entree into this whole matter of love in this new tabernacle, we see.
这就是我们要进到这个新的帐幕的这个圣所的一个入门。
Now, You see, if we can get in the holy place,
如果我们进到圣所里后,
we can go over there to the table of showbread and get some life.
我们就可以到陈设饼的桌子那里得到生命。
In the holy place, we can get some light from the lampstand. We need it.
在至圣所那里，我们也可以从灯台里面来获得光。
And as priests in the holy place, we can set some incense of love and fire it up in worship to God.
如果我们能够进到至圣所，我们就可以向祭司，我们可以点那个香，让他能够向来到升到神的面前。
And if we can live in this Logos tabernacle together, we will see Shekinah glory coming from the Holy of Holies.
如果我们能够住在这样一个神荣耀同在的帐幕里面，我们就看见神他荣耀的同在 与我们在一起。
Now Jesus is about to leave.
耶稣他要离世了。
But he wants to get his disciples in there.
但是他愿意让他的门徒们能进去。
But it's a pretty hard job.
但是这是好像很难的一件工作。
The disciples have a problem.
因为他的门徒有一个问题。
They're used to natural light.
他们只是对自然光很适应。
They've never been in the holy place.
他们从来没有进过至圣所。
They've never seen what revelation light is like.
他从来没有看见启示的光是什么样
的。They're not used to the light.
他们也不习惯看见
这样的光。Jesus has to get them used to the light.
耶稣必须要让他们习惯这个光。
And so this beginning here marks a tremendous spiritual transition that's necessary.
这里就标记了一个极大的一个让他们必要的一个属灵的一个转变。
This transition across the threshold and into the holy place involves at least five things that have to change.
这个转变让他们能够迈过这个门槛进到至圣所，包含了有五个方面他们必须要改变的。
There's going to have to be a change from dependence upon Jesus' physical presence to dependence upon the inward Holy Spirit.
他们必须要从依赖于耶稣他肉身的同在转变成
Do you think the disciples were ready for that?
转变成对圣灵的依靠，你觉得门徒已经预备好了吗？
Number two.
第二点。
They had to understand.
他们必须要明白
that Jesus was physically limited to time and space, but the Holy Spirit was everywhere and met you at any time.
耶稣他是受时空的限制，但是圣灵是无所不在，他可以在任何的时间都能遇见你。
No wonder Jesus said, "It's to your advantage that I go away."
不怪乎耶稣是这样说的，我去是与你们有益的。
You know, and all the disciples must have said, "Oh yeah, right. Yeah, that's really an advantage."
这些门徒都这样说，哦，是是，好像是这样。
See, they didn't know that the exchange was to an omnipresent, available Holy Spirit.
他们没有认识到这样的一个交换是为他们换来一个无所不在的这个任何时候都在的这个圣灵。
Third.
第三点,
they had to begin to understand that Jesus was here temporarily and was going back to the Father.
他们必须认识到耶稣只是暂时的在这里，他一定要回到父那里去的。
But the Holy Spirit would abide with them unto the end.
但是圣灵要与他们同在，一直到永远。
Fourth, they needed to realize.
第四件事，他们要认识到。
That Christ came in His body.To die on the cross and finish the work of salvation.
基督要来到他的肉身里面，他是要上十字架，要完成救赎的工作。
But now the Holy Spirit would take that finished work and transform our lives with it, day by day, moment by moment, glory to glory.
但是圣灵要从那个完成的工作开始。要改变我们的生命，荣上加荣，每一刻每一时都在改变我们。
And the fifth and probably hardest thing that they had to learn.
第五点也是他们可能最难来学习的一点。
They know about their own life.
他们知道他们自己的生命。
Oh, how they love Jesus.
他们是怎么样的爱耶稣。
But even though they love Jesus,
纵然他们爱耶稣。
They often faltered and failed.
他们经常在那里跌倒也失败。
Their life was full of contradictions.
他们的生活里面是各种各样的矛盾。
They just weren't very dependable, you know.
他们好像不是很可靠的一些人。
Because Jesus couldn't change them from without.
因为耶稣不能从外面来改变他们。
But now they were going to be dealt with by the Holy Spirit.
但是他们要现在受圣灵的对付。
And the Holy Spirit inside them would actually produce faithful spiritual men.
在他们里面的圣灵却要在那里产生那些信实的属灵的人。
Now, do you think Peter, after he denied the Lord three times, would think he would ever be a faithful, dependable guy?
你觉得彼得他否认主三次以后，他还能够变成了一个信实的、可以可靠的人吗？
But when the Holy Spirit came into Peter, he died a faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus, 100%.
当圣灵住在他里面，他就作为一个信实的、一个忠实的、一个仆人，他为主而死。
Okay, now you see the transition that's going to have to take place.
你就看见这个需要必要发生的这个变化。
This is dramatic.
非常有戏剧性。
How can Jesus jumpstart this transition?
耶稣怎么能够这样猛然让他们启动这样的一个变化？
He knew just what to say.
他知道该怎么向他们讲。
And so what did he say?
他怎样说的？
He said, oh, by the way,
他说这样,
I'm leaving and you can't follow me.
我要去了，你们不能跟随我。
Now that threw off the disciples completely.
这就让这个他的门徒完全很吃惊。
Right after that, he said, little children, I'm with you a little longer. You'll seek me. And as I said to the Jews, now I say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come.
他说小子们啊，我还有一小会儿，我就要离开你们，就像我向那些犹太人说的，我去的你们不能去。
Then the very next word he said was, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Do you think the disciples even heard what that commandment was?
当他马上接下来说，我要给你们一个新命令，你们要彼此相爱，你知道这些门徒能听见那个命令是什么吗？
As soon as Jesus said, I'm going and you can't follow me, the red light went off. Emergency, emergency, emergency.
他们一听耶稣说我要走，你们不能跟我去，他们就说来急事了，要有紧急情况。
And you know the story. Immediately the disciples are asking questions. Peter says, where are you going? Why can't I go?
然后马上他们就开始问问题，彼得说你去哪里，我为什么我不能去。
Thomas says, where are you going? We don't know the way.
多马说你去哪里，我要知道这条路。
And Philip says, what are you talking about? You're going to the Father. Show us the Father.
腓力说你讲你去父那里什么意思，把父显给我们看。
And Judas, not Iscariot, said, what do you mean the little while and the world won't see you, but we'll see you? What are you talking about?
另外一个犹大说你说一小会儿是什么意思，你到底是指的是什么，当你说人不能再见你的。
You know, Jesus just has to make one statement and all the dominoes start to fall.
耶稣只要说一句话，然后说的多米诺骨牌就倒。
Now he's got their attention, right?
他现在就抓住了他们的吸引力。
Now some of you are listening here tonight.
你们今天晚上有注意吗？
Some of you are dozing off.
还是你们就慢慢的要睡着了？
But when Jesus made this statement, he had their attention.
当耶稣说这个话的时候，就抓住了他们的注意力。
Now here's what he said.
他是这样说的。
Listen.Don't be troubled. Of course, they were troubled.
他说你们不要担心，当然他们是很担心了。
Now you believe in God.
你们信神。
Now I want you to believe me.
我要你们来信我。
Where am I going? I'm going to my Father's house.
我去的地方是神，我父的家。
Now Jesus has such a desire in his heart to introduce these disciples.To their father.
耶稣是那么迫切的要把他的门徒介绍给他的父。
They don't know really much about the father.
他们对父没有什么了解。
And so he starts by saying, I'm going to my father's house.
他就开始这样说，他说我要去我父的家。
I'm going to prepare that place for you.
我去是为你们预备地方的。
Now, of course, we've read this number of times, and I think you know something about the father's house.
当然我们读了很多遍，我想你明白讲到神的家是什么意思。
It is true in one sense, as we read this often in a funeral.
我们经常在葬礼里面念这节圣经，也好像也有道理。
The Father's house is an eternal dwelling place that he is preparing for us.
我们父的家是一个永远的一个居所，我们主在为我们预备。
But it's also,A dwelling place during this lifetime, which he will prepare for us when he goes to Calvary.
这也是 当他要去加略山的时候，他为我们在今世就给我们预备的一个居所。
So he wasn't saying, okay, look, Peter, I'm going up to heaven. Now, you know, I'm a carpenter. It's going to take me a couple of years, but I'm going to build you a nice house up there.
他不是跟彼得说，彼得，你看我去去父那里，我是一个木匠，我花两年我会给你建一个好的漂亮的房子。
He's saying, now, don't you worry.
他说你不要担心。
I'm going to prepare my father's house, and I'm coming back, and I'm going to take it to myself.
我去为你预备我父的家，然后我要回来把你带去。
And we're going to dwell together in this Father's house.
我们一起居住在父神的家里面。
And so we see this Father's house. Okay, now the disciples. Okay, the Father's house. Where's the Father's house?
他讲到这个神的家，然后门徒就说好好好，但是神的家在哪里
？Jesus, you know, he has another way of getting them to ask more questions.
耶稣有另外一个窍门，能够更多的问他，让他们来问问题。
So he says to the disciples, "I'm going to my father's house, and you know the way."
他跟他们说，我要去我父的家里面，你们知道那条路。
Right, Peter gets out his GPS, punches in father's house.
然后彼得就把他的 GPS 打开，然后输入目的地是他父亲的家。
So Thomas says, "I'm coming up blank. I don't know your father's house. How do I know the way?" He says, "And you know the way." He says, "What? What? What are you talking about?"
多马就说，我的 GPS 上面好像查不到你父的家在哪里。你又说我知道路，我怎么可能知道这条路呢
？You see, it even caused more consternation.
好像就让他们好像更惊奇了。
But Jesus was bringing them in to the Holy of Holies.
但是耶稣要把他们带到至圣所里。
Now you know what the Father's house is.
现在你们知道父的家是什么。
It's the present tabernacle we dwell in.
就是我们今世的这个帐幕，我们今天居
住的。What's another name for the Father's house?
父的家又有另外一个别的什么名字
？You dwell in Christ.
你住在基督里。
You see, the Father's house is Christ.
你看父的家就是基督。
And when you dwell in Christ, the Father manifests himself to you.
如果你住在基督里，父就把他自己向你显明。
The Father's house is not over there, and then Jesus' house is over there.
并不是说父的家在这边，而耶稣的家在那边。
Jesus is the Father's house.
耶稣就是父的家。
And when Thomas said, "We don't know the way. What are you talking about?" Jesus said, "I am the way."
当多马说我不知道怎么去，你说的是什么？耶稣说，我就是那道路。
No one comes to the Father's house except through me.
若不是经过我，没有人能到父的那里去。
Now, do you get it?
你明白吗
？Of course, we want to know the Father.
当然，我们要认识神。
And in this chapter 14, Jesus is going to start revealing how much the Father loves them.
在第十四章里面，耶稣要向他们启示父怎么样的爱他们。
But we can only get to know the Father through Jesus Christ.
但是我们只能通过耶稣基督，我们才能认识我们的父。
Presently, the Father's house is this goatskin tabernacle we call the church.
现在在当世，我们父的家就是我们这个我们所称为教会的这个。
Nothing that fancy about it, is it?
好像没有什么特别的，是不是
？But it's here that we will discover the Father's love.
但是就在这里，我们就会发现我们父的爱。
And so Philip, he spoke up and said, "Well, Lord, what are you talking about the Father's house? If you're going away,"
腓力就问说：“你说父神的意思，父神的家是什么意思？如果你要离开的话
，Then show me the Father.
把父显给我来看。
If you go away, I'm going to be so sad.
如果你走，我会很难过的。
But if I have a vision and look up in the sky and see a big guy with a beard who looks like Dana, then I'll be okay.
如果我往天看，我看那里有一个大人物，好像看起来像 Dana 一样，我就知道我得到安慰了。
What was Philip expecting?
我在那里看见是什么
？But show us the Father, and that'll be enough.
如果你把父显给我们看，这就满足我们的期望了。
Ah, now Jesus gets the chance to lower the bomb on them.
然后耶稣就要把这个炸弹来投到他们的身上。
Have I been with you so long?
我跟你们在一起这么多的时间。
And you don't know I'm the Father?
你们不知道我就是父吗
？What?
他说什么
？Now you see, nobody had told them about the Trinity yet.
没有人告诉他们三位一体的神这个含义。
This is all stuff for you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Oh yeah, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. However, Brother Kwok prays, I forget what it was exactly.
对你们来说，这是父子灵子三位一体，好像是一个常识。
Have I been with you so long and you haven't seen the Father?
我和你们在一起这么久，你们还没有看见父吗？
Have you seen my works and not realize it's the Father's works?
你们看我所做的工，没有认识到这是父做的工吗？
Have you heard my words and not realize it's the Father's words?
你们没有听我的话，然后认识到我这是父说的话吗？
Philip, get out your notebook, write this down.
菲利，拿出你的笔记本记下来。
Jesus says, from now on, he who has seen me has seen the Father.
耶稣说了，从现在开始，看见了我就是看见了父。
Wow. That's a lot to take in for guys who consider Jesus one of the best guys.
对那些他们只是单纯把耶稣认为是最好的这个人，那些人来讲，这实在是很难让他们理解。
Jesus is really revealing the Father now.
耶稣在那里向他们启示父。
He says, you're going to have to go back and retrace all the things you watched me do.
你们要必须往回头，然后回忆我所做的每一件事情。
Because they weren't just a revelation of me. It was a revelation of the Father.
不只是我来的启示，而是父的启示。
You remember, disciples, all the grace and the patience and the love that I showed you.
门徒啊，你记不记得我向你们显示的所有的这个爱心和忍耐？
That was the Father.
那是从父而来的。
Have you ever seen when I said, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life?
你们有没有听见我说？我是道路、真理和生命。
But I'm talking about the way to the Father.
但是我是讲到去到父那里去而言。
Now Jesus is beginning to build the Trinity.
耶稣在那里开始把三位一体来建立起来。
The Father and me are of one equal being.
父和我是同一的一位位格。
But we're separate.
但是我们是分开的位置。
I am going back to the Father. So he's here, the Father's there, right?
他说我要
Two separate beings.
我要回到父那里去，我在这里，父在那里，所以我们是不同的位格。
But they're one.
但是我们是合一的。
Peter said, Philip, we got to take theology 101. This is deep.
彼得就跟菲利说，我们必须要把这个类比重新学会怎么讲。
But now Jesus has opened the bag.And begun to talk about how he and the Father are one.
耶稣把这个袋子打开，开始讲他和父原为一。
So we might as well take the next step.
所以我们必须还要再迈一步。
And so what he introduces to them now.
他现在向他们介绍另外一个。
Is the coming Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵要来。
And what does he say?
他是如何说的呢？
Now I'm going away.
说我要离开了。
But I'm sending somebody else just like me.
我要差一位像我一样的来。
He's been with you, so you know him on the outside.
他一直也和你们在一起，所以你们从外面你们认识他。
But he will be in you.
但是他要住在你们里面。
I will not leave you as orphans.
我不把你们丢弃做孤儿。
I am coming to you.
我要回到你们这里来。
What does he mean by that?
他说的是什么意思？
I'm coming to you by the Holy Spirit.
我就要再回到你们这里来，以圣灵的这个位格。
So let's look this here as he makes this second transition and begins to talk about the Holy Spirit.
我们再读看他在这里转到圣灵的角度。
In verse 16 of chapter 14.
14章16节。
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
That is the Spirit of truth.
就是真理的圣灵。
I will not leave you as orphans. I'll come to you.
我不撇下你们作为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
After a little while, the world will see me no longer, but you will see me, because I live, you will live.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
All right. Hold on to your seatbelts.
好，系好安全带。
Here comes the next step of revelation.
就我们进到下一步的启示了。
You know the Father loves you.
你知道父爱你。
Now you know I love you.
你知道我也爱你。
Did you know the Holy Spirit loves you?
你知不知道圣灵也爱你？
Listen.
听。
He says, verse 20. In that day, at Pentecost. And that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
到那日就是五旬节，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Now wait a minute. Let's break down this globe here. It's got some cores in there, right?
等一等，我们把
On the outskirts of the core, you have the Father.
我们把这个球，我们来给它拆开，看见里面有个
中心。And on that day, you'll know that I am in the Father. So now you got to build a little core in here.This is the green core, that's the Father. Now the next little ribbon, or whatever you call it, the sphere, is Jesus. Jesus is in the Father.
然后我们就看见这个球，我们打开以后，我们就看见我这有它的不同的核心。我们看见先看见父神，然后在里面的那一层，我们就看见是主耶稣，主在父的里面。
But then he says, no, wait a minute, there's another core deeper down in here, and you are in me.
另外还有一个核心，你就看见你们也在我的里边更深刻的。
So I am in the Father, and you are in me.
我在父里面，你们在我的里面。
Now wait. And at the core, and I am in you.
等一等，在这个更核心的地方，我还在你们的里面。
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't theology 101.
女士先生们，这是神学的入门。
This is a love story.
这不是神学入门，这是一个爱的故事。
You know where we live?
你知道我们住在哪里吗？
We live in a loving relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们是活在与父子圣灵的一个爱的关系的里面。
Where the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and ourselves are all wrapped together.
父子圣灵和我们自己都被裹在一起。
There is a spiritual union there.
那里有一个属灵的一个一。
I'm sorry if you think the Father is over there.In the state of Washington, and Jesus has his throne, which is in Northern California.
我如果你们觉得父他是在华盛顿州，但是耶稣的宝座是在北加州的话，你们如果这样想，我很遗憾。
Well, thank God, the Father and the Son are missing, but we have the Holy Spirit.
我很抱歉，父和子不在，但是我们有圣灵。
Oh no.You have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
你是有父子和圣灵。
They're all loving you.
他们都爱你。
The Father, in this passage, is your keeper.
我们的父在这个段里面讲到是保守我们的。
Jesus is your house.
耶稣是我们的房屋。
The Holy Spirit is your perpetual abider.
这个圣灵是永远内住在你里面的。
You can't flee from them anymore.
你不能从他们那里离开。
Now, you see, I know you don't believe me, so let's look some more.
我想你们可能不相信，我们再读一
点。Look at verse 21.
我们读二十一节。
Now he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will also love him and will disclose myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Now at this point, you can see that Judas is all confused.
在这里，你就看见这些犹大他们就完全的稀奇了。
So now listen to verse 23.
第二十三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him."
耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
So where is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵在哪里？
Dwelling in you.
在你里面住着。
Where is the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣在哪里？
He's come to make his abiding in you.
他也要来到你里面住下来。
Where is the Father?
父在哪里？
He came with Jesus and made his abode in you.
他是借着耶稣而来住在你的里面。
Now some of you pray to Jesus.Some of you pray to the Father.
一些人是向着父祷告。
But they're in the same house. They can all hear your voice.
他们是在同样的一个家，他们都能听见你的话。
Because they all love you.
因为他们都爱你。
The Father will love you.
父会爱你。
I feel so burdened at times because Christians don't know their Father yet.
我实在觉得蛮有了负担，因为我觉得很多基督徒他们不认识父。
Now they know Jesus, but they don't know their Father yet.
他们认识耶稣，但是不认识父。
And Jesus says, "This is going to be your future, living in the tabernacle with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all believers."
耶稣就是这样，这就是你们的将来，你们要与父子圣灵和所有的信徒们住在一起。
This is the Logos Tabernacle.
这就是道至大的帐幕。
This is the place of glory.
这就是同在的荣耀。
So picture, the love of God is in the Father's house.
一个图画，父的他的爱是在父的家里面。
You know, there's some Christians who are saved,But they don't live in the Father's house. They don't know they live in the Father's house.
一些基督徒他们得救了，但是他们没有住在神的家里面，因为他们不知道他们住在神的家里。
But those who love Him and pursue Him find that they're always in the Father's house.
那些爱慕他来跟随他的，总是知道他们是在父的家里。
Now we come to John chapter 15.
然后我们来到约翰十五章。
And in John chapter 15, Jesus wants them to give them a new revelation of our union together with Him.
耶稣想让门徒们看见另外一个我们与他唯一的这一个启示。
Now, how can I express it?
我怎样表达这一点呢？
You're abiding in the vine.
你是在葡萄树上。
Now, what's the vine?
葡萄树是什么？
That's the whole plant.
That's
the root, that's the trunk, that's the big kind of things, and then there's the smaller branches, and then there's the leaves, and then there's the grapes. The whole thing is the Lord.
从根然后到干一直到枝然后到叶到那个葡萄整个这个 一整颗。
I am the vine.
我是那葡萄树。
You are the branches.
你们是枝子。
You're united with me.
你和我是合在一起的。
You can't have a branch over here if it's not in the vine. It's not a branch.
你不可能只是一个枝子，如果不在这个葡萄树上面的话。
I'm going to love you by having you abide in me.
我这样爱你，让你可以居住在我的里面。
And oh, you're going to get to know the Father.
你也要认识父。
He's the pruner.
因为他是修剪的人。
He loves you so much, he prunes you.
他那样爱你，所以他要把你修剪的干净。
Come here, my little branch.
你来我的小树枝，我又要开始剪你了。
Oh, you're going to know how much the Father loves you.
你就知道父是何等的爱你了。
Yeah. And then within you, here is Jesus the vine, and here you are the branches, and within you, the Holy Spirit is the xylem and phloem cells, where the life streams through us by the inward work of the Holy Spirit, right through our branches.
然后我们看见主耶稣是那葡萄树，我们是那枝子。然后看见圣灵就像那个木质的和那个韧质的这个细胞，然后它就是让这个圣灵可以在这个细胞里面来向我们流淌。
How one are we with our God?
我们与我们的神是如何的唯一
？Are you abiding in the vine?
你是居住在葡萄树里面吗
？Now you notice there's a difference as he talks about this picture of abiding.
当他讲到这样一个居内住在里面的图画的时候，其实有一个差别。差别在哪里
？There's a lot of ifs in John 15.
有很多的或许条件。
If you abide in me,
如果你住在我里面。
If you abide in me and I in you, you bear much fruit.
如果你住在我里面，我也在你里面，你就结很多的果子。
If you bear no fruit,
如果你不结果子的话
，Along comes Papa. Chup, chup, chup.
爸爸就来了，然后就开始剪你，然后就把你砍掉了。
Now what's this talking about?
他说的是什么
？You see, this is where Christians get they because they think everything is about salvation. Many Christians think you can be saved and be in the vine, but if you don't bear fruit, God's going to cut you off and say you're no longer my child, and I'm chucking you in the fire.
很多基督徒他们认为我一旦得救，我就住在这个葡萄树里面，然后如果你要必须要结果子，如果你不结果子，父来了就把你剪掉，把你扔到火里。
So I was talking to some holiness people recently this fall.
我和一些那个圣洁派的人，他们来有一些。
Now they left the holiness movement, but they live in the neighborhood with their relatives, so they went to the church.
他们已经离开那个圣洁的运动，但是他们住在这个邻居，然后住在他们的亲戚里面，所以他们一起到教会。
So I said, well, what did they preach there?
我说他们在那里传的是什么道
？He says the same old stuff.
同样的老东西老。
Now,
老事物。
In the last revival, you got saved, and you got baptized.
在上次的这个复兴，你得救了，你就成了。
But during the year, you lost your temper.
但是在年中，你好像发了脾气。
And I caught you wearing pants instead of a dress, sister.
我看见你穿那个裤子，你没有穿裙子，姐妹，你应该穿裙子。
You women that wore lipstick this year.
你们这些姊妹们，你们擦了口红了。
You've lost your salvation.
你们不再有救恩了。
Now you got to get saved again.
你必须要重新得救。
The Father's chopped you off the branch. He's going to burn you up.
父把你从这个葡萄树上面给你砍下来，把你烧了。
Every year, the people, you know, there's always like only 25 people in a little holiness church. But they all get saved every year, and they get baptized again every year, and they get lost every year.
然后就在那个教会这个圣洁派的教会里面，只有25个人而已。他们每年都得救，然后每年又失去，然后又要重新得救，重新受洗。But
this is not talking about salvation.
但是这里不是讲到救恩的。The
ifs here have to do with us abiding, and this is a choice we make.
这里 强调的是我们住在他里面，这是我们要做的一个选择。Here
is your life in God.
这是你在神里面的生命。Now
if you abide in that.
有些是住在里面，如果你住在里面。You
see, this is a picture of sonship.
你看见这就是儿子的名分的图画。We
have to be faithful.
我们必须忠心。If
you really want to experience life and light, you have to be faithful.
你必须 要忠心，你才能经历生命和光。So
if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then there's abundant fruit all over the place.
如果你住在我的里面，我的话住在你里面，我们就看见有丰丰盛盛的果实。I
guarantee, as soon as the Father sees some fruit on your branch,
我向你保证，当你这个枝子上面父一看，一旦看见有一定的果子，
He's going to pluck that fruit, eat that grape, and chop off your branch.
他就把那个果子摘下来，吃了那个葡萄，然后把你的枝子给你砍掉。Here's
the guarantee if you are a branch.
如果你是那个枝子，我向你有这样的一个保证。The
Father looks at you and he sees some fruit.
当父看见你上面有结了果子，He
says, good.
他说好啊。So
he prunes you.
他就修剪你。Next
year you bear more fruit.
下一年你就结更多的果子。And
he sees that.
他又看见了。He
says, that's wonderful. Chopped again.
他说实在很好，他又修剪。And the third year
you bear much fruit.
第三年你就结更多的果子。And
then the vine dresser sees it, chops again.
然后父神又看见他又来修剪。And
finally you bear abiding fruit.
最后你就结了那个同住的果子。Because
you didn't choose him, but he chose you to go and bear fruit that should remain.
你没有选择他，而是他选择你是为他来结果子，让他存在那里。Fruit,
more fruit, much fruit, abiding fruit.
有果子，然后更多的果子，然后越来越多的果子，然后最后是同住的果子。This
is a wonderful life abiding in the vine.
这是实在住在葡萄树里面的一个稀奇的一个生命。He
says in verses 4 and 5 of chapter 15,
在第四、第五节，他是这样说：
Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上， 自己就不能结果子。若你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。Now
in these verses, Jesus is using a different ending that you don't see in English. I don't know if it's in Chinese, but now he's talking to the corporate vine.
在这里，耶稣他用了一个结束的，我不知道你们中文看不看得到。他讲到一个团体的一个
This, we're a corporate vine.
我们是一个团体的葡萄树,
bearing fruit for God.
我们是为神结果子,
we're in the process of this loving discipline.
我们是在受神他爱我们的一个管教。
He's disciplining us unto sonship.
他是管教我们, 让我们以致我们可以成为他的儿子,
because he loves us so much.
因为他是如此的爱我们。
He says in verse 11 and 12,
他这样在第十一、十二节这样说，
These things I've spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I've loved you.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫你我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱， 像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
And here he says, now if you're abiding in union with me,
在这里他说，如果你住在我的里面和我唯一的话，
then I will no longer call you servants, but I'll call you friends.
我就不再叫你仆人，我叫你我的朋友。
Because you see, we're abiding.
你知道我们在那里同住。
And if you prove trustworthy,
如果你可靠的话，
I can tell you all kinds of wonderful things.Because now you're my friend, I can disclose things that I couldn't when you were just a servant.
因为你们可靠，所以我就可以把这些奇妙的事情来显给你们。这样这件事情，我以前对那些仆人们，我是不能跟他们讲的。
So as we go through chapter 15,
当我们来到十五章，
we see once again that our union with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit plays and works out in our daily life.
我们又看见我们与父子圣灵的合一，然后在我们每天的生命里面就在那里显现了出来。
And when we come to John 16, he takes us even a little further.
当我们来到第十六章，他把我们带到一个更深的一个地步。
You see, in chapter 14, he revealed the Father's love.
十四章他启示了父的爱。
It's love in the Father's house.
是在父家里的爱。
In chapter 15,It's love in the Son's vine.
十五章讲到是在子所在的葡萄树里面的爱。
In chapter 16, it's love in spirit.
在灵里面的爱。
For the Spirit has been placed into you as a lover who's determined to transform you into the image of Christ.
因为圣灵住在你里面，成为爱你的那一位，要把你磨成神儿子的形象。
Now we won't go into the part where Jesus speaks about the Holy Spirit being a witness when we witness, and of the Holy Spirit convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Because all of that, he's saying the Holy Spirit is by your side when you're ministering. If you witness and preach the gospel, the Holy Spirit will convict people because he's your companion in gospel ministry. It's a wonderful thing.
耶稣他也在那讲，如果你你在那里为他做见证的时候，圣灵就会站在你的旁边，让人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己，他可以帮助你来传这个福音。
But then he speaks of what the Holy Spirit wants to do inside of you.
然后他就说到圣灵要在你里面做什么样的工作。
And he speaks of the Holy Spirit almost as if the Holy Spirit is your mother caring for you.
他好像说到这个圣灵就像你的母亲那样爱你。
Listen to verses 12, 13.
你听第十二节，十三节。
Verse, chapter 16.
十六章十二十三节。
I have many more things to say to you, but you can't bear them now.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在承担不了。
But when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth.For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
知道真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
All things that the Father has are mine.
凡父所有的都是我的。
Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you.
所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So what is he saying?
他说的什么？
He's saying, now the Holy Spirit is in you.
他说现在圣灵住在你的里面。
And the Holy Spirit's just like abiding there to help you out.
圣灵住在你的里面是为了帮助你。
The Holy Spirit wants to lead you into more light and more truth.But only as much as you can bear.
圣灵要把你带到更多的真理和光的里面，但是只是你能可以忍受的。
Now suppose Jesus had just said, "Oh, by the way, John, your brother will be the first of the disciples who will be killed in about 4 years from now."
我觉得耶稣要说，约翰呢，你在四年你就会要被杀了。
Now, do you think John could have taken that?
你觉得约翰他能受得了吗
？Not right now.
还不到时候。
But he will tell you of things to come.
但是他要将将来的事告诉你。
But first he will prepare you for those things.
但是他要首先预备你为那些事情。
And he will bring you into all the truth concerning me.
他要把关于我的一切的真理都要告诉你。
You disciples, you think you know me.
你们是我的门徒，你们好像觉得你们认识我。
And then you saw I was Messiah.
然后你看见我是基督。
Then you saw I was glory.
然后你又看见我是荣耀。
Now you don't know who I am.
你们现在都不认识我了。
Wait till I go away and the Holy Spirit starts telling you more and more and more about me.
等我走了，当圣灵来更多的告诉你们我是谁。
And so it's like I always say, when you read the four Gospels,
我总是说，当你们读这个四卷的福音书，
every Gospel has a wider lens of the camera.
每一个福音书都好像一个是广角的镜头。
You know, Mark was a Gospel taken on an iPhone.
马可福音好像是在这个 iPhone 上面照做这个照片这样的福音书。
But by the time Matthew wrote, there was so much more about Jesus going back to Abraham, Messiah, and so they said, move the camera back, Matthew, move it back. And you had to get one of those wide, you know, good Leica cameras, you know, to take it all in, you know.
当马太写马太福音的时候，他又一直讲到这个亚伯拉罕，讲到弥赛亚，然后我们就说你要往后再挪一点，挪一点，把这个视角扩得更大。
And then Luke got out his camera and said, wait, we got to go all the way back to Adam.That's his genealogy. I need a Hasselblad. I got to get all the way back here.
路加来写路加福音的时候，他说我们一直要写到亚当，我们要更回到更远，然后我们就要拿那个最大炮的那个镜头。
And then John came along with his landscape camera. In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos with it. All things were created by it. Move the camera back, John. Move it back.
然后约翰来了，他一直讲到起初一直要我们一直要把他的。照相机一直拿到最后面。
You know, I'm in a lot of photographs.
我照了很多的照片。
Because I've been to about 200 young people conferences, and they always take a group photo.
我去了有200多个年轻人的聚会，他们每次都照一个集体照。
Yeah, I make sure I always look at my picture first.
我一定要确信我在这个照片里看起来最好。
But the biggest problem we have is taking the picture.
但是最大的问题就是你怎么样来照
这个照片。Hey, come on, you gotta move in here. More, take it back. Get back on the next pew. The guy's back there, you know, the camera's going further back to take in all of these kids and they're all up here on the stage. And you can't see everybody anyway.
我们让这些人站得更紧一点，然后照相的你往后挪，再挪一下，然后你把我们尽量把所有的人都收起来，但是还是有人被照不下来。
And the leaders who are the most proud always act like they're humble and try to hide.
然后那些带领呢，他们觉得好像要谦卑，所以他们总是藏起来。
What is the Holy Spirit like?
圣灵像什么？
He says, "You got a minute?"
他说你有没有一分钟？
Can I tell you more about Jesus?
我能不能更多的跟你介绍一下耶稣？
The picture that comes to my mind is that the Holy Spirit is like Eliezer when he presented Isaac to Rebecca.
这个当这个圣灵在我的脑子里面，就像那个以利以谢把这个利百加。带来许给以撒。
When Eliezer met Rebecca, he went to the camel bag and pulled out some gold jewelry, I don't know, bracelets, necklets, noselets, and all kinds of stuff.
当以利以谢看见利百加的时候，从他的这个骆驼那里的袋子里面，把这个手环的项链，然后鼻环什么都拿出来。
And Eliezer said, "Compliments of my master."
他说这是我的主人的给你的礼物。
And of course, Rebecca ran into the house and brought the man in. And the man began to tell of this Isaac, this rich, rich man who comes from your family.
当利百加把这个人带回家，然后这个人就开始讲到那个以撒，他是多么富有的一个人，还是和你们有亲戚的。
And Laban has already found the gold bullion in the sack.
这个拉班他已经看见在这个。袋子上面它呢有一个金的一个金手镯。
Says Abraham had a son late in life, you know, Abe is your relative, and this son has grown so rich.
他说亚伯拉罕有一个儿子，利班你是他的亲戚，他的儿子现在很富有。
He's a man of great glory and stature.
他是有很大的荣光，也有很高的地位。
All the kings of the area fear him.
那里周围的所有的王都敬畏他。
And he wants Rebecca for his bride.
他想娶利百加做他的心腹。
So here's a dowry, and they pulled out of some more camel bags and spread out all kinds of finery. Laban's eyes were going crazy. He was, this is really something. This Isaac must be something.
他说这是我给你带来的聘礼，然后他就把这些东西都一样一样拿出来摆在那里，我们就看见利班的眼睛都放光了。
But that's nothing.
但是那这都不算什么。
Rebecca sat on a camel for 3 weeks with Eliezer by her side, and Eliezer began to tell stories.
这什么都不算，只有当这个利百加坐在这个骆驼上，然后以利以谢在他的旁边，三个星期一直跟他讲故事。
Let me tell you what Isaac's like.
我跟你讲，这个以撒是个什么样的人。
He loves his mama.
他爱他的母亲。
He's a very gentle guy.
他很温柔。
He likes to go out into the field early in the morning and pray.
他早晨很喜欢到外面去祷告。
You know, he's a very wealthy man, but he doesn't act like a big shot.
他很富裕，但是他不是那么好像很大的这个架子。
He's a very devoted son.
他是一个很孝顺的一个儿子。
And Eliezer starts telling all kinds of stories.
以利以谢就跟他讲这样各样的故事。
Now Rebecca, she's never met Isaac, but she is fallen in love.
利百加虽然从来没有见过以撒，但是他越来越深的开始爱以撒。
Oh, I didn't tell you. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's 6'2".
啊，我没有告诉你，他还是一个6'2" 的小伙子。
And he does work out down at the gym.
他也在这个节目里面锻炼。
And he really knows the best place to get Chinese food.
知道到什么地方能吃上最好的中国菜。
And the more Eliezer talks, the more Rebecca's fallen in love.
以利以谢讲的越多，利百加就越爱他。
And when she finally saw Isaac, she was a goner.
当她看见以撒的时候，她连魂都没有了。
Now the Holy Spirit wants to talk to you about Jesus.
圣灵就想向你们讲耶稣。
If you let him talk, he'll tell you some secrets.
如果你让他讲的话，他会把秘密讲给你。
And you'll discover some very personal and wonderful things.
你就会发现一些很个人、很奇妙的一些事情。
This is the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵。
How does he show love?
他是怎样把爱来显明？
He says, "Forget about myself. Let me tell you about Jesus."
他说：“你忘记我吧，让我更告诉你耶稣的事情。”
Then the chapter ends with Jesus saying, "In a little while you won't see me, and then in a little while you'll see me again."
在这章结束的时候，耶稣就说：“还有不多的时日，你们就不能见我；但是又过了不多的时日，你们就还要见我。”
And he is really talking about what's going to happen between his first and second coming, the little while.
他是要讲到他第一次和他第二次的再来。不多的时候。
So he says, for now, in a little while, you live in this tabernacle of Shekinah glory until I come.
他说现在不多的时候，你们住在这个与同在的荣耀里面，直到我再来。
This is your present connection between heaven and earth until I come back.
这是天和地的联系，只等到我回来。
And you can live in the holy place.Where you can eat of the living bread, and you can see in the divine lamp, and you can worship in the incense of love.
你可以住在至圣所里面，你可以从那个生命的饼来吃，你也看见那个光，你也可以用敬拜来用香来敬拜他。
And even as you live together with the saints in the tabernacle,
当你和圣徒们一起居住在这个帐幕的里面
，there'll be some times.When you will see him,
有时候你会看见他。
And sometimes you won't.
有时候你看不见他。
You know, church life, you don't always see Jesus in glory.
在教会生活里面，你不一定总是能见到耶稣在他的荣耀里。
But now I've washed your feet.
但是我洗了你的脚。
I brought you into the holy place.
我把你带到至圣所里。
I'm going to leave you here for a little while.
我让你待在那里待一会儿。
Then I'm coming back.
然后我就回来。
Receive you to myself.
把你接到我那里去。
Because where I am, I want you to be also.
因为无论我在哪里，你也要你们与我同在。
John 13-16 is a love story, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
约翰十三到十六章是一个爱的故事，从父子圣灵而来。
But Father loves you.
父爱你。
He's prepared a house for you.
他在为你预备一个房屋。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
You're united to Him in the vine.
你和他一起在葡萄树上联合。
The Holy Spirit loves you.
圣灵也爱你。
He indwells with you forever.
他永远地住在你里面。
He will complete the work that Jesus began.
他要把耶稣开始的工做成完全。
And all during the time we worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
都是在我们敬拜父子圣灵的时候。
And in three chapters.
在三章圣经。
In some little way, these disciples began to understand this great mystery of the Trinity.
这些门徒他们有一点点的，他们明白这个三位一体的这个奥秘。
Not as a doctrine, but as an anticipated love experience.
不只是一个教条，而是当他们这个期望的这样的一个爱的一个经历。
The logos is life, light, and love.
道又是生命，又是光，又是爱。
May we receive the glory of abiding in such love.
让我们因为住在这样的爱的里面，我们就得到荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
We're so thankful, Lord, that you love us so much.
主，我们实在感谢你，因为你如此爱我们。
And truly, it's an experimental love.
这实际上是一个带有试验性质的爱。
You abide with us.
你住在我们的里面。
You disclose yourself to us.
你把自己向我们显明。
You wrap yourself in us.
你把你自己包裹在我们的里面。
You encourage us.
你也激励我们。
You come along our side.
你站在我们的旁边。
You witness with us.
你与我们一同做见证。
You're our guide into all truth.
你在把一切的真理里面，你作为我们的带领。
Such things are so wonderful.
这些事情都是这样奇妙。
Now help us to live in the reality of it.
让我们来居住在这样的一个现实的里面。
We know our love is so cold compared to yours.
我们知道我们的爱与你的爱相比是何等的冷淡。
But help us to touch this reality of your love.
但是让我们能够摸到你爱的实际。
We pray that you would wash the feet of all of your disciples.
我们求你来为你的所有的门徒来洗脚。
So that everybody in this room would be able to enter into this holy place living.
让每一个人都可以进到这样的一个活的至圣所里。
We thank you that you're such a lowly priest.
我们感谢你，你是这样一个谦卑的一个祭司。
Now help us to love one another as fellow priests.
帮助我们也彼此相爱，我们的彼此以祭司。
We wouldn't want anybody to miss what lies just ahead.
我们不愿意任何人能够错失到前面为我们预备的。
Thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你，主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。